Perigzain, Midyar Bonon, there's a specific way that Birkas HaMazon has to be said. And this particular special way of doing it only applies if there's at least three people who eat together. And if that is the case, then they have to do what is known as zimun, which literally means to invite. It's when one of the people there invites the others to praise Hashem and to bench, to say the after blessing after the food. Now, originally, this person who invited the others to bench, he would actually be the only one who would say the whole of Birkas HaMazon, and everybody else would listen and fulfill their obligation using the mechanism of Shomea Ka'oneh. However, later, because it's quite difficult to concentrate for that long on each word, and concentrating is necessary to fulfill your obligation via Shomea Ka'oneh, so because that was difficult, the Rabbanon established that he should just be the one to invite everybody to say the blessings, and then everybody would bench themselves. Now, what exactly he says when doing the zimun will be discussed later on in this perek, but for now the mission tells us, Shalosh Shachuk Echad, three people who eat together as one group, Chayoven Lezamein, are obligated to do this process of zimun, where one person invites the rest to say this after blessing of Birkas HaMazon. The fact that it has to be at least three people is learnt from Psukim, and that is to be found in the Gemara. Now the halacha is that if somebody eats food which is forbidden to eat, then he cannot be part of the zimun. And the Mishnah is now going to list many types of food or categories of produce. First, it will list permitted foods, or foods which if one eats, he can still be part of the zimun. And then it will go on to forbidden foods, which if eaten, the person would not be able to be part of the zimun. And most of the things on the list are going to be various tithes, various trumas, maisras, which are the different gifts which one needs to give to Kohanim, to Levim, to the poor people, after producing his crop. And this is really an introduction to the entire Seder, because most of Seder Zeraim is all about these different gifts which a farmer has to give. So we begin with something known as demai. Demai comes from the Aramaic of do mai, which means this is what, and it basically refers to any produce which is bought from an am ha'aretz, who is somebody who is not so learned, he doesn't really know the laws properly, and although the majority of these type of people still separated the necessary gifts for the Kohanim and Levim and the poor people, there were some who didn't. And therefore it was instituted that if somebody buys produce from an Am Ha'aretz, he needs to separate all these tithes, all these gifts, himself. Now if somebody eats this produce, demai, without separating the gifts, nevertheless he still can be part of Zimun, because the majority of Am Ha'aretz do separate the gifts, and therefore we can rely on that to allow you to be part of the Zimun. So Ochal demai, and then the next one is Umaisa Rishon. Maisa Rishon is a tenth of the produce, which one separates and gives to a Levi. Now, once a Levi receives this, he has to take a tenth of that and give it to the Kohen. That's known as Trumas Maisa. And he's not allowed to eat the Maisa Rishon until he does so. But if the Trumas Maisa has been taken, then he can eat that. So, Umaisa Rishon Shnitl Trumasai. If a Levi ate Maisa Rishon after the Trumas Maisa was taken, then again he can be part of the Zimun. The truth is it's quite obvious, and the Gemara explains what exactly the Mishnah is telling us, which we wouldn't have known. Next, Umaisa Sheni. Maaser Sheni is a tenth of one's produce, which one has to separate and then bring up to Yerushalayim and eat himself there. He doesn't have to give it to anybody, he just has to make sure that it's consumed in Yerushalayim. Now you can imagine, a tenth of one's produce is a lot to bring to Yerushalayim. So what they would often do is they would redeem that produce onto money, bring the money up to Yerushalayim, and then spend the money on food in Yerushalayim and eat it there. So once the produce has been redeemed onto money, that original produce can now be eaten by anybody. And in any place, the hekdesh. Hekdesh is something designated to the Beis HaMikdash. So once again, if somebody designates food to the Beis HaMikdash, he needs to redeem it onto money and give the money to the Beis HaMikdash. So once the food has been redeemed onto money, anybody can eat that food. So again, Maaser Sheni v'hekdesh haniftu. Maaser Sheni, or food designated to the Beis HaMikdash, which was redeemed onto money, if one ate that food afterwards, again, he would of course be part of the Zimun. The Gemara once again explains why the Mishnahs tell us this. The Hashamash she'ochel kazayas, and a waiter who eats a kazayas the size of an olive of bread, even though he eats it not sitting down properly as a group with them, since that's the way that a waiter normally eats, for him it is considered a proper meal, fixed, and therefore he can make up the zimun. And finally, the Hakusi. The Kusim were a non-Jewish nation who converted to Judaism en masse. And for a very long time, their conversion was debated. They didn't accept all of the mitzvahs, but those that they did, they performed extremely well. And across Mishnayos, there is an argument as to whether they were considered Jews or not. Now, ultimately, they were actually found to be idolatrous, so they were pronounced non-Jews. But according to our Mishnah, which came before that discovery, they were considered proper Jews, and therefore he could be part of the Zimun, Mazan Alehem. For all these things, one could be part of the Zimun, as we described. However, Aval Ochal Tevel. If somebody ate Tevel, which is something which we know that the gifts have not been separated from, it's forbidden to eat that. If somebody eats Maaser Rishon, which is the tenth of one's produce which goes to the Levi, so if the Levi eats that, but Shalo Nitlal Terumasai, before its Terumas Maaser has been taken, remember, Terumas Maaser is the tenth of that which the Levi gives to the Kohen, and before that's taken, it's forbidden to eat that. Thirdly, Maaser Sheni, which is a tenth of one's produce which he eats in Yerushalayim, the Hekdesh, or food which was designated to the Beis HaMikdash, Shalo Niftu, if either of these food has not been redeemed yet unto money, so of course it's forbidden to eat it. The Shamish Ochal Pochs Mekazayas, and a waiter who eats less than a kazayas of bread. Truth is, this applies to anybody who eats less than a kazayas of bread, less than the size of an olive. The Mishnah just says a waiter in order to parallel the first part of the Mishnah, so that the lists are similar. The Hanochri and a non-Jew, even somebody who's half converted to Judaism, but not fully, all these people, Im Zan Nalehem, they cannot be part of the Zimun, one cannot make a Zimun with them. And again, although many of these points seem obvious, the Gemara does explain each case and which part wasn't exactly obvious, and why the Mishnah had to tell us each case. Be it as it may, we've given a very brief outline of these gifts, which a farmer needs to give from his crop. No doubt, throughout the rest of the Seder, we will go into far more details about each of these gifts.